This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and die not except in the state of Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, when you look at some of the verses in the Quran, like in Surah Al-Waqi'ah and Surah Ar-Rahman, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a distinction between two categories of believers. And this distinction is very basic, let's say, because as we will know, it's much more complex than this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us basic messages so that we can comprehend. And the main distinction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes in these two surah is that Ahlul Iman, Ahlul Islam, Ahlul Jannah, they are not all equal. They are not all equal. There are categories of people. There are categories of people in Al Jannah which will depend on their attitude. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Those who are excelling, those who are ahead, those who are racing at the front, they are السابقون, they are the ones who will be at the front. And they will be the ones who will be close and be brought near. And that is the higher category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us the unfortunate reality of this is that ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. There'll be a large group of those people who are السابقون who will be from amongst the first, the predecessors, from the prophets and those times. But from the ones who come later, بقليل, little. The vast majority of the others will be from Ashabul Yameen, which is the lower category of people who enter Al-Jannah. And also when you read Surah Ar-Rahman, you find this distinction as well. There are people who will get the Jannat, which are of the highest level of Jannat. And then there are those who are of a secondary level. And I said this is basic because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains in another hadith when he says that if anyone believes in Allah and His Messenger and establishes salah and fasts Ramadan, it is incumbent upon Allah to make him enter Al-Jannah. Allah has made it obligatory on himself, and no one can make anything obligatory on Allah except himself. He has made it obligatory, incumbent on himself that he will make that person enter Al-Jannah. Whether they go out and strive in the path of Allah, or whether they die in the same land that they were born in. So whether they exerted the effort or not, if they establish those basic things, they will enter Al-Jannah. So they said, O Messenger of Allah, shall we not tell everybody this great news? Meaning that Al-Jannah can be achieved by doing very simple things. He said, Al-Jannah, there is 100 levels that Allah has prepared for those who strive in the path of Allah. Between each two levels is the distance between the sky and the earth. So if you ask Allah, then ask Him for Al-Firdaus, because it is the highest part of Al-Jannah, and it is the most central part. And from there, the rivers of Al-Jannah all gush out. That's where they originate. And the ceiling there is the throne of Ar-Rahman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Al-Jannah into many categories, 100 levels. And each level, as is logically and rationally understood, will depend on how much you deserve to be. And that's why there are people who are sabiqoon. They are ahead, they are racing. And there are people who are behind. And so, it is the nature of the human to be competitive. It's the nature of the human to want more. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان لابن آدم واديان من ذهب لابتغى الثالث. If the son of Adam had two valleys full of gold, he would want a third. It's nature, he wants more, more. But the unfortunate reality is that very little of the humans are competing for what is worthy to be competed for. And that's why Al-Hasan al-Basri said, مَن نَافَسَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَلَا تُنَافِسْهُ وَمَن نَافَسَكَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَوْ عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ فَنَافِسْ. Those who compete with you in the dunya, don't compete with them. It's a wasted endeavor. You should be competing for the akhirah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said when He described Al-Jannah, and He described the different beauties and realities, and amongst there is the drink, khitamuhu misk, Allah said, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And for that, let those who want to compete, compete. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Al-Jannah and described it to us so accurate, beautifully accurate. Everything is described in Al-Jannah. You cannot have any question which is unanswered except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah have explained it for you. Your dwelling, the gardens, the food, the drink, the clothes, the bricks, what they are made from, even the sand, what it's made from, the rivers, everything is described in Al-Jannah. Even more intimate details are described in Al-Jannah, which I will not mention here. Lots of things are described for those who just want to go. But then he said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ. You have to run, you have to race. You have to speed to the forgiveness from your Lord and for the Jannah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, he said, أَلَا مِن مُشَمِّرٍ لِلْجَنَّةِ. Is there anyone who is ready to roll up their sleeves for Al-Jannah? فَهِيَ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا خَطَرَ لَهَا. The Jannah is not there, it's not in the mind. You know, however you think Al-Jannah is, it's different. وَهِيَ رَبُّ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ نُورٌ يَتَلَأْلَأْ. By the Lord of the Kaaba, it is bright, sparkling, shining light. There is nowhere dark in Al-Jannah. It's all illuminated. Self-illumination, because there's no sun or moon. There's no electricity. It's all self-illuminated. وَرَيْحَانَةٌ تَهْتَزْ. It is aroma and fragrance which is shaking. And even the description of shaking gives it that material aspect. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ نَضِيجَةٍ. وَفَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ نَضِيجَةٍ. And much, much fruit, all ripe. وَقَصْرٌ مَشِيدٌ. And erected, constructed palace. وَنَهْرٌ مُطَّرِدٌ. A flowing river. وَحَبْرَةٍ فِي حَبْرَةٍ وَنَضْرَةٍ. In all delight and happiness and illumination. وَزَوْجَةٌ حَسْنَاءُ جَمِيلَةٌ. And a beautiful, elegant wife. وَدَارٍ عَالِيَةٍ سَلِيمَةٍ. And a high, a lofted dwelling. فِي مَقَامٍ أَبَدًا. Forever and forever. So the Sahaba, when they heard this, said, نَحْنُ الْمُشَمِّرُونَ لَهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We are the ones who will roll up our sleeves for it, O Messenger of Allah. And they were those who rolled up their sleeves. Because the Sahaba understood it. And they stood the power of Al-Jannah. And so they raced to Allah, seeking Al-Jannah. Many examples you can find in time. Is very limited to mention these examples. But when you look at the different realities, you will find those were the Sahaba, they were competing with all different ways. They were competing to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were competing to get as much as they can. Whenever they had the opportunities, they would do that. Those who had wealth gave from their wealth, and they spent and they gave the charities. And they competed in doing so. The famous hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu with Abu Bakr, competing to whom gives what more. Go back and find the hadith because time is short to mention this. They were competing in doing good deeds, acts of generosity outside when they had ownership. Because even the poor people, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining that they didn't have money to give charity. So the Prophet ﷺ gave them the different avenues of how they can get the rewards to enjoin good and forbid evil and to help people with their luggage and to help somebody onto their mounts and to say good words and to remove harm from the path. All different avenues of charity and good deeds. Just have the right intention, you will get that. There were people who raced and they were ready to use the opportunity even with their tongues, which everybody owns. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he was on his way to Hajj with the Sahaba, he said, "Siru hadha jumdan, sabaq al-mufarridun, sabaq al-mufarridun, sabaq al-mufarridun." He said, "This is Jumdan." It was a mountain on their way. He said, "This is mountain. Go, because those who have segregated themselves, they are the ones who have truly won the race." They said, "Who are these mufarridun who have segregated themselves?" He said, "Al-dhakirun Allah kathiran wal-dhakirat." Those who remember Allah a lot, and those who are remembering Allah a lot, be they male or female. Such great opportunities there. And so, it remains that for a person who understands all of this, has to try to make his life concern yourself in competing for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you to compete. Because we know that the competition for the dunya is always disastrous. It will impact negatively on you. It will impact negatively on your iman. It will impact negatively on your akhlaq. It will impact negatively on your actions, because you are competing for something which, by the very description, Allah says it's dunya, it is low. It is low. You should be competing for something which is high. And there are great benefits to racing and competing for the akhirah. First of all, as we mentioned, it is from the characteristics of those who race to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from their characteristics of their iman. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described those who yusari'una fil khayrat, they rush towards the good day. Allah says, "Wahum laha sabiqoon." It's a very beautiful, eloquent description. They are rushing to do good deeds, but they actually are ahead of the good deeds. وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ They already won the race even with the good deeds. And it's such a beautiful description, meaning that because of their intensity in racing to Allah, that even the good deeds, they are behind. And they are ahead of the good deeds, and the good deeds are like trying to catch up with them. That's how they, that's the relevance of iman. Secondly, it is no doubt a reason for goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Because Allah recompenses every good deed with itself. So whoever veils a Muslim, Allah will veil him. Whoever helps somebody in need, Allah will help him. Whoever relieves a distress from another believer, Allah will relieve a distress from him. It is also a reason for answering dua, as we see with Zakariya alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Zakariya when he made dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we answered his call, and we gave to him his son Yahya, and his wife was righteous, because they used to compete. كَأَنَّهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They were competing towards good deeds. And no doubt it will be a reason for that happiness in the Akhirah, and the great rewards that wait for the Akhirah. Sometimes some people think, and mistakenly, some people say, you know, Al-Jannah, wherever you want in Al-Jannah, you will get in Al-Jannah. It doesn't quite work like that. It's going to be depending on your level. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made distinctions. There are people who will enter Al-Jannah, their houses will be made out of silver. And there are people who enter Al-Jannah and their houses will be made out of gold. If your level is silver, you can't say, oh, can I have some gold, please? You didn't compete in the dunya for the gold in the Akhirah, so why will you get the gold then? So you will not get everything that you want in Al-Jannah unless you deserve to be amongst those who will get everything in Al-Jannah. And amongst that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah As-Sajdah, when he talks about those people who will get what Allah has prepared for them, where no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no heart has even thought of. Those are all those people who get up in the night and they pray. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Their sides cannot stay on the beds. They get up and they pray in the night. Those people's levels will be there. But you are there at the basic level doing simple things, and then you want to be amongst the high-ranking righteous people. How can it be? It's not fair. But you have a chance to compete now while you are alive. You can catch up with them. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُونَ إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية. ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. Whoever fears, then he will move very early on. There's a simile here which the Prophet ﷺ is giving. Whoever fears will move early on. And adlaj is to move in the early hours or the late hours of the night, early hours of the day, before even Fajr. And whoever moves early on, he will reach his destination. And the Prophet ﷺ is giving that simile of somebody who's afraid of something, afraid of the enemy, afraid something is going to happen. You're going to prepare and you're going to move quickly. You're not going to stay sleeping till midday and expect to achieve, because you have to be ready to give and sacrifice. So you want to reach your destination, you have to move early. You have to sacrifice your sleep. You have to sacrifice your comfort, because the commodity of Allah is ghaliya. The commodity of Allah is expensive. It's not cheap. The commodity of Allah is al-Jannah. Allah is offering you al-Jannah, but it's not cheap. You have to be ready to give. You have to be ready to sacrifice. You have to be ready to run, to race, to compete for the Akhirah. And we have in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the greatest of examples. He was someone who was always at the front, competing and showing. And because time is short, we have one of his great examples in the generosity that he used to display. Used to always give. And he never would be afraid to give. He would never be worried to give, because he was ready to spend. And even that character that he had made a lot of the Bedouins and a lot of the Arabs, they entered Islam because of this generosity. Like the man who came and he asked the Prophet ﷺ, so he gave him, he said, do you see that valley over there full of sheep? He said, yes. He said, go and take all that sheep. So he went back to his people and said, Ya qawm aslimu fa inna Muhammad yu'ti ata' man la yakhsha al-faqr. Go, become Muslims, because Muhammad gives he gives like the one who does not fear poverty. And why would he fear poverty? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened for him the treasures of the dunya and the akhirah. And how eloquent is the poet who described him? He said, تَرَاهُ إِذَا مَا جِئْتَهُ مُتَهَلِّلًا كَأَنَّكَ تُعْطِيهِ الَّذِي أَنْتَ نَائِلُهُ هُوَ الْبَحْرُ مِنْ أَيِّ النَّوَاحِ أَتَيْتَهُ لُجَّتُهُ الْمَعْرُوفُ وَالْجُودُ سَاحِلُهُ تَعَوَّدَ بَسْطَ الْكَفِّ حَتَّى لَوْ أَنَّهُ دَعَاهَا لِقَبْضٍ مَا أَجَابَتْ أَنَامِلُهُ وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي كَفِّهِ غَيْرُ نَفْسِهِ لَجَادَ بِهَا فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ سَائِلُهُ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Said, if you come to him, you will see him happy and bright and cheerful, as if you're going to give him what you're going to take from him. He's so happy. Usually when a person gives, you know, we have people who beg and ask, you give them, you're giving them, and you are really, you don't want to depart with that money. But when you come to ask him, he is so happy to give you. It's like you are giving him, not him giving you. And then the poet ends by saying, even he's so generous that even if he only had his own self, his own life to give you, he would have given it to you. So let the one who asks him fear Allah because of that. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad. So in conclusion, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to raise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to prepare. And we have to take caution. Because in front of us there will be hurdles. In front of us there will be barriers. In front of us there will be pits and holes which might prevent us. You know, today you might have the energy and the shoes to run and race, but tomorrow you might not. You might lose your health. You might lose your time. You might lose your ability, you become occupied, you become distressed, whatever, you won't have that ability. So while you have the opportunity, now make use of the opportunity and race to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the barakah of Allah is that He will accept from you your attitude even if you don't have anything to give. That's why at the time of Musa alayhi salam, when Allah asked people to give, and they were in a time of distress, one man, he said, oh Allah, if I had this mountain, if this mountain was all food, then I would have given it all for you. I would have fed all the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, Ya Musa, tell this person that Allah has accepted his charity, his donation. He didn't do anything. He just had the attitude, if I own this, I would have given it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was truthful. It wasn't just a fake word. He was truthful. So let's be truthful to Allah and let's compete to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will accept from us and from you, inshaAllah ta'ala.